Two men have been arrested this morning in connection with a house fire in Tralee, County Kerry, 10 years ago, which claimed the lives of a father and daughter. With the latest on this, I'm joined on the line now by Aidan O'Connor, chief reporter with the Kerry's Eye newspaper. Aidan, can you give us the background to this, please?
This was a very tragic event, Philip, as you say, just over 10 years ago. It was about 2 a.m. On Friday, May 12th, in 2012, emergency services were called to a two-storey house at Killeen Heights in Tralee Town for a very serious house fire. Inside that house were 29-year-old Anthony O'Brien, his wife of 4 years, Kelly, and their 5-year-old daughter, Nadine, just turned five, actually, about 2 weeks previous. Anthony O'Brien tried desperately to save the lives of his wife and his young daughter. And he managed to lower his wife, Kelly, out of the bedroom window. They were unable to exit, get out of the bedroom because of the intensity of the fire and the thickness of the smoke. And they did manage to lower Kelly towards the ground. She did sustain injuries, however. She had understandable broken heel and a fractured leg. And I understand at the time the plan then was hopefully to get little Nadine out as well. Unfortunately, by the time emergency services got to Anthony O'Brien and his young daughter, they had been overcome by the fire, and they tragically lost their lives. She was a daddy's girl. Family members affectionately called her Shirley Temple because of her trademark or her trademark curls, and they were so close. In fact, both Anthony and his daughter were laid to rest in the one coffin together. Nadine wearing the communion dress that she hoped to wear one day, but unfortunately never got to wear it.
What's unusual about that? Heartbreaking stuff. And at the time, I see that Gardaí were saying that rumours of foul play were unhelpful in their investigation, but there seems now to have been some foundation to them.
That's correct, Philip. It's as you're aware, it's not altogether unusual that cases are reopened or termed as cold cases or advances made in an investigation. What's unusual about this particular incident is, you're correct, at the time, Gardaí ruled out immediately foul play. Yes, there was a very thorough investigation in terms of forensics and so on. They sifted through a lot of debris at the time. Members of the Garda Technical Bureau, certainly items were taken from the scene and sent to what was then the Garda Forensic Laboratory in Dublin. But senior Gardaí publicly moved to quash rumours that there was any arrests made or that there was an element of criminality. The investigation at the time was solely to establish there were two, the cause of the fire and two sudden deaths. Now, 10 years later, as we're aware, we've heard of the news bulletin, it is a matter of a criminal investigation. And we know 2 months ago in June, one man in his 30s was arrested and questioned. He was released without charge, and a file is being prepared for the DPP in that matter. And this morning, two further men, aged of 40, were arrested, detained, and still are at separate Garda stations in Tralee and Killarney. So what was and is a very, very tragic incident, what we know now, is now a matter of a criminal investigation.
And one that we will follow with interest. Aidan, thank you very much.